Daughters of Courage by Margaret Dickinson, read by Julie Teal. Chapter 1. Sheffield, September 1925.
What's up, Lizzie? You've got a face like a wet wash day.
With her hands on her hips, Emily faced the girl who'd just arrived at their place of work. Emily Trippett, tall and slim with blonde hair and blue eyes, was already dressed in her workaday clothes, the buff brat, a white, smock-like garment worn by all the buffer girls over a coarse dress, white cap and sturdy boots. Around her neck, she tied a red scarf. She'd been about to cover herself with newspaper, too, to catch the worst of the oily sand that flew from the wheel as they buffed the cutlery, but now she paused. She could see that something was bothering Lizzie, her workmate and friend since Emily had first arrived in Sheffield 5 years earlier. Their friendship had had its ups and downs through that time. They were both strong-minded, determined young women who'd recognised at first sight that they'd be either the best of friends or the worst of enemies. And they'd been both at one time or another. But now they worked together. Or rather, Lizzie worked for Emily, for it was she who now ran the buffing business above a grinder's workshop in Rockingham Street. It was known as Ryan's, which had been her maiden name, and Emily handled all the paperwork, visited their customers to collect and return work, and was adept at finding new clients, with her ready smile and honest approach. But she was not averse to donning the buffer girl's uniform and lending a hand at a wheel when pressure of work demanded. And this morning, they had to complete a big order, which would ensure all their wages for several weeks to come. Emily now employed four young women. Nell Geddes, who was readily acknowledged as the best buffer girl in the city, Ida Smithson, Flo Knight, who still acted as errand lass to them all, yet was learning the trade too in spare moments, and Lizzie Dugdale. Emily was still waiting for an answer, but the girl glanced away to avoid meeting Emily's steady gaze. Lizzie bit her lip, still standing uncertainly just inside the door, almost as if she were unsure of her welcome this morning. Her blue eyes were fearful, her head bowed and her long black hair hid her lovely face. As she opened her mouth to speak, the door opened again with a flurry, and Nell rushed in.
"Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. Had to take Lucy to school this morning. It's her first day back after the summer holidays, and poor little Mike was fripped to death and..."
She stopped mid-sentence, suddenly becoming aware of the strange atmosphere in the workshop. She glanced worriedly from Emily to Lizzie and back again, raising her eyebrows in a question. With Nell's arrival, colour flooded Lizzie's pale face and she seemed even more ill at ease.
"What's up?"
Nell repeated Emily's earlier question bluntly, but not unkindly. Nell had a strong face, which on a woman would be called handsome rather than beautiful. But nevertheless, she was a striking-looking girl, with a cloud of unruly auburn curls that were already tucked firmly beneath her cap, ready for work. She lived with her young daughter and elderly mother, and worked hard to support the three of them. Nell glanced at Emily, who, still mystified, shrugged. Nell stepped closer to Lizzie and touched her arm.
"What is it, love?"
After a moment's further hesitation, Lizzie whispered hoarsely,
"Mick's back."
There was a pause before Emily said quietly, "Is he now?" Nell's mouth tightened.
"And as your mum, marched him off to the police station by the scruff of his miserable neck like she'd threatened to."
Lizzie shook her head.
"No, you know what mothers are like with their sons."
Emily smiled wryly. Her younger brother Josh had always been their mother's favourite, though Emily had never been jealous of him and loved him dearly. He'd been the reason the family had come to Sheffield towards the end of 1920. Martha Ryan's ambitions for her son had known no bounds, and she'd believed that the small cottage industry of candle-making, which had been in the Ryan family for at least four generations, was not good enough for Josh. The young man himself would have been content to stay in Ashford in the Water, marry his sweetheart Amy, and continue with the family tradition. But Martha had squashed all his hopes and dreams. Underage at 18, he'd not been able to marry without his parents' permission, and Martha was the only one who could give that consent. Josh and Emily's father, Walter, had returned from the carnage